As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. And there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, May the 31st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today, although we're not going to do much news. Hard facts, certainly that. Workable solutions for you when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. That's right. Talk about a philosophically radical concept. Freedom is. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. You won't find much else on my website. Not too productive in the IT zone. Or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may also call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free still at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. And a boatload of email yesterday, certain kind of interesting stuff to pour through. But you can do it too. BVLhost@centurytel.net. You want to catch my attention? That's the way to do it. BVLhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96. Oh, yes, your love offerings would be welcome too. Out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647 for the first check of $1,000. I'll send you back a prayer shawl. That's right. You can get a prayer shawl. Once again, here's a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda. Where do you buy prayer shawls anyway? Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas. Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live, and so many other ways to listen to the broadcast. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains this morning, 866-841-1065. Write it down with your Sharpie on the refrigerator door. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals this morning, trading a narrow band, crude oil up, dollar down. That's the way it goes, one or the other. FEMA revolving door, James Lee Witt, Clinton cronies. Project Impact, we'll go into some of those areas as well. Closing the circle of technology to technocracy, we'll close that out today as well. And we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go to our market report. Put this behind us for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $3.40 at $1,535.70 an ounce. Gotta like that. There's your good news. Silver up 33 cents at $38.40 a troy ounce. Platinum, huge move, up $31 at $1,828 an ounce. And palladium, up 20 at $776 an ounce. We rarely mention rhodium, but rhodium had a strong move up this morning, up $170 an ounce at $2,300 an ounce. So you might want to be taking a look at some rhodium and ask yourself if you have any of that in your portfolio. Anyway, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,531.60 for a low, $1,541.40 for a high, but at $1,535.70, year gold was up $321.40 year to year for a 26.47% return. We'll be right back.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 31st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Many, many ways to listen to the broadcast. Certainly you can jump in to becomevocallocal.com and join in our chat room discussion, or you call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Let's go back in and close out our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City again as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $3.40 a troy ounce at $1,535.70 an ounce. Silver up 33 cents at $38.40. Platinum up 31 bucks at $18.28. Palladium up $20 at $776 a troy ounce. The London gold fix this morning, the boys at London set the price at $1,537 and brought a gree-gree to the market. It dropped a couple of bucks. But anyway, trading in a very narrow band, about $5, up and down and up and down. Just watch it go throughout the day. We'll see where it closes. Nobody knows. SPDR gold shares this morning are unchanged overnight at 1,213.17 metric tons in there. Ostensibly electronic treasure chest valued at these bullion prices at $59.7 billion. Of course, the NASDAQ, the Dow, and the S&P were all closed yesterday. Crude oil this morning up $1.82 a barrel at $102.41 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning going the other way off 34 basis points at 74.60, again below the 75-point peg. The foreign exchange rates here in the trade-weighted basket of currencies, Canadian loonie up 79 basis points against the U.S. dollar, exchanging for $1.03, the Mexican peso. Good move for the peso this morning, up 27 basis points, yet still at 9 cents a pop. The euro up a strong move, 76, at $1.44. The British pound up about 0.05% or 5 basis points at $1.65. And the Swiss franc continues to move, but this time downward a little bit, off 18 basis points, yet still at $1.17 U.S., real strong Swiss franc. In the bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, you know, the yields just keep going down and down. People are getting very disappointed in the bond market, as they should. But the yield on the two-year Treasuries, 0.49%. The 10-year yield is 3.09%. And the 30 is at 4.25%. In the mortgage market, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, and certainly stay away from those adjustable rate mortgages, please. Anyway, the fixed rate 15-year mortgage, if you got to get a mortgage, you might as well get over the pain quickly. Moving down from 3.92% a month ago to 3.77% this morning in the 30-year. What a gimme that one is. Down from 4.70% to 4.53%. The prime rate stands at 3.25%, chiseled in stone as Moses would. Gold to silver ratio this morning, 39.99 ounces of silver, bring you home 1 ounce of gold. Over in the Econoday calendar, not much happening really today that we can talk about. Mostly we've got a news-neutral day shaping up here, so we're going to go off to other things. But what we're looking at this morning is the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, which wasn't very impressive. The Chicago PMI was not impressive. Consumer confidence will be out in a few moments, and so we might come back and visit that. Of course, Thursday will be the big day with jobless claims. Not too much in the news, so we're just going to go over here and pick up something from the chat room right there. And we see this story. It's been around a couple of days now, May 27th. 4 more years of unchecked spying, surveillance, and secrecy. They talk about Congress passing and the president signing the 4-year extension. That's the robo-signing jobby there. A 4-year extension of 3 expiring provisions of the Patriot Act. Well, you know, so I like to think that we ought to just repeal the whole damn thing, but we're not going to do that until we have the political will in Congress. We're not going to get the political will in Congress until we extract ourselves from the established two-party political system. So we go right back to my principal solution. As long as we allow ourselves to be ruled by these established two-party political systems and all of the whores that back them up, we're not going to get anywhere out of this trouble, and that's all there is to it. So let's go on over to something else. I'm going to come back into a discussion of technocracy in a few moments, but what I want to go to first is a rather interesting thing that I discovered reading on the internet yesterday. It was based upon a article, if you recall, off the Bloomberg, where we mention in the middle of, and this is one of the reasons why I go to that website and read these articles with care, but they mentioned WITT Associates, W-I-T-T Associates. Of course, for those of us that do research and pay attention, anytime you have an unusual last name like that, the first thing that came to my mind was James Lee Witt, all right? And you start talking about the WITT Associations and put it in any article that has anything to do with FEMA, and you can be guaranteed that you're dealing with James Lee Witt. Well, so I went up to the website here about a WITT Associates. It says, WITT Associates is a public safety and crisis management consulting firm based in Washington, D.C., with offices throughout the country, and you can underline that. WITT Associates has unrivaled experience and hands-on knowledge of emergency preparedness, response, recovery, and mitigation. Of course, we've got, what, 18 segments up there on the web as we looked into FEMA's all-hazard mitigation program. And so we can understand that when we see these words, and of course we've read them right out of Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action for the 21st Century, we need to understand that this is an insider, all right? And the only way that they get all this unrivaled experience, it's just like the revolving door of Monsanto. You go in and out, you work for the Ag Department, you work for the USDA, and then you go back into Monsanto, and then you come out of Monsanto, and you go to work for a while with Goldman Sachs, then you come back in and you work for the Treasury, then you go back to Monsanto, and so on and so forth, all right? Well, Witt is running the same drill. Witt Associates bridges government agencies and nonprofits with industry and citizens as they assist state and local governments to prepare for and recover from disasters and crises. Of course, you never want a good crisis to go to waste, and any good catastrophe will fill that bill as the crisis du jour, all right? And so this guy Witt here is a profiteer. Pimps for victims and symptoms. And he's positioned himself very well in this process. Witt Associates is uniquely positioned. These are public-private partnerships, all right? And all of this dates back to the Clinton era, which we're going to figure out in a moment. Witt Associates is uniquely positioned to bring together policy architects and technical experts. All right, technical experts, technology, technocracy, we're talking about it. In public safety, with leaders from all levels of government and private sector partners to forge solutions to emergency management challenges. Now, you know that ever since 1992, when they wrote Agenda 21, they were going to promote a culture of safety, and this falls right in line with it. Tornadoes, hurricanes, and flooding aside, all right? We'll just get out of the victim mentality and get out of the symptom mentality and rise up into the wise physicians and find out where these diseases really lie. Our team, they say here, and I'm reading right off of www.wittassociates.com. It's W-I-T-T associates.com, and this is the About link. Our team includes seasoned crisis and emergency management leaders, and where did they get them? Well, they got them all out of FEMA. Well, we'll be right back. Much more to come.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So diving back into the basket here, looking at the Witt Associates, James Lee Witt, you know, this is their mission, little mission statement. The mission of Witt Associates is to make a difference globally to reduce the risks and impacts associated with all hazards. That's your all hazard mitigation management program, by providing high value services to government and businesses. High value and high dollar, too, no doubt about it. Again, our team includes seasoned crisis and emergency management leaders with significant experience in the public sector to provide consultation on key issues of public safety. The team is proficient in the details of emergency management, committed to the responsibility of the profession, now it's a profession, and understand how crisis and emergency management works, fits into a larger political and social climate. A larger political and social climate. All right? Let's jump over and look at the leadership team here. And you got these four critters. All right? You got James Lee Witt. He's the chief executive officer. Mark C. Merritt, Barry W. Scanlon, and Pate Feltz. Let's look at Witt and see what he's all about. Here's James Lee Witt. You got to keep your eyes on this whole system right in here needs to be, you know, under the radar, or it is under the radar and it needs to be exposed. James Lee Witt is currently the chief executive officer of Witt Associates, a public safety and crisis management consulting firm based in Washington, D.C. You ever wonder what these agency staff chiefs do when they retire, when they set aside their years of, you know, small income for the big income? Well, they start these kinds of companies. And then because of all of the inside knowledge that they've got, the inside track, they take the fast track to personal riches and use their contacts effectively. And why shouldn't they, I guess? Why shouldn't they? Anyway, James Lee Witt is currently chief executive officer of the Witt Associates, a public safety and crisis management consulting firm based in Washington. Now, it helps, I guess, to have written all the rules and to use your tax dollars to set up this whole psyche across America, and then use the power of the media, even the alternative media, to promote this culture of safety, then turn around and step right into the path of what it was that you built on the private side and start lining your pockets with pesos. Anyway, and shekels, no doubt. Witt Associates. Mr. Witt currently is a special advisor to the state of Louisiana, assisting with the nation's largest long-term recovery effort in the aftermath of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. All right? So, isn't it funny? FEMA didn't do their job, and they were dragging their feet, and they were oh so very slow. And this was Witt, all right, and Brown. And now he's down there, and he's working as the leading consultant, special advisor to the states of the state of Louisiana. Continuing. In 2003 to 2006, Mr. Witt served as the chief executive officer of the International Code Council. That's the ICC, a 50,000 member. So you've got to become a member of it. That's how many of the different cities and towns and counties and states that are involved in this implementation scheme of bringing in these international model codes and model acts. A 50,000-member association, and there's lots of the American Planners Association, the American American Institute of Architecture, the Civil Engineers Program, etc. A 50,000-member association dedicated to doing what? To building safety. oh, building safety, I got it, and develops the codes used to construct residential and commercial buildings, including homes and schools. It also includes the International Property Maintenance Code. You know, I get your eyes full of that one. It's being applied against you right where you live. The majority of U.S. cities, counties, and states that adopt codes choose building and fire safety codes developed by the ICC. And why is that? That's because all of the various states have established these all-hazard mitigation plans, and in the all-hazard mitigation plans, as I've read to you directly from the plans, they basically specify that thou shalt use this product, all right? It's a product, and it's for sale, and James Witt was the chief executive officer of the International Code Council. James Lee Witt has over 25 years of disaster management experience, culminating in his appointment as the director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. High up this goes, where he served from 1993 to 2001. In this capacity, he is credited with turning FEMA from an unsuccessful bureaucratic agency. Oh, poor little FEMA was so unsuccessful till it met him, right? It's called the shadow government. It's been that way for as long as I've been around. From an unsuccessful bureaucratic agency to an internationally lauded all-hazards disaster management agency. That's what FEMA is. It's an internationally lauded all-hazards disaster management agency. If you can think about managing the emergency, and if we've been under an emergency ever since, well, maybe since Abraham Lincoln, but certainly since Franklin Delano, the card-carrying communist Roosevelt, then you can understand why the Federal Emergency Management Agency is the management agency of this corporation, all right? Anyway, he continues here. His leadership abilities have been praised by nationally recognized organizations, including the Council for Excellence in Government, Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government, and the National Association of Broadcasters. Broadcasters, that's right, folks. The media, keeping you on the edge of your seat with the code red all the time. Continuing, Mr. Witt was appointed by whom? President Clinton, and confirmed by the U.S. Senate as the director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency in April of 1993. In February of 96, President Clinton elevated Mr. Witt to cabinet status, a first for a FEMA director. Remember, this guy's in the business now, all right? He got the elevator ride. He got the elevator ride under Clinton and previously, and now he's in private practice, and he's most likely profiting handsomely. I'd like to see his annual bottom line. I'd like to see his tax statement. Anyway, as FEMA director, Mr. Witt coordinated federal disaster relief on behalf of President Clinton, including the response and recovery activities of the 28 federal agencies. Of course, it was Clinton who brought in this first, set up this first Agenda 21 group and brought that on us and at us after Jorge Bush the first signed off on it down in Rio de Janeiro. Anyway, it's all Agenda 21. This is the agenda for the 21st century. Continuing, let's see. Witt coordinated the federal disaster relief on behalf of the Clinton, and then including the response and recovery activities of 28 federal agencies and departments. The American Red Cross is up in Joplin right now asking people for blood donations and taking your money, and other voluntary agencies. It's all based on voluntary compliance, isn't it? He also oversaw the National Flood Insurance Program. This is what I've been talking about, the NFIP, all right, where your county commissioners and your city councils become insurance pimps for the FEMA, for the National Flood Insurance Program. The U.S. Fire Administration, that's your fire codes that are out there now, and other proactive mitigation activities that reduce the loss of life and property from all types of hazards. Oh, do they? Oh, do they? Right. How many people have died in Joplin? Is there anything that they've done with James Lee Witt that would be able to, you know, mitigate or prepare or indemnify themselves against the wrath of the Creator as he spins down under your town with a tornado or a hurricane? Or flooding, or whatever. No. All they do is make money on the side. Mr. Witt directed 2,500 employees located in Washington, D.C. and 10 regional offices Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, from 93 to 2000, Mr. Witt oversaw more than 350 disasters. I'd say business was pretty good for Mr. Witt, wouldn't you? We'll be right back.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so you got to dial it in, you know, and of course, if you look at all of the sponsors on this network and elsewhere, you're going to find just a whole gob and a bunch of them that have basically caught on board with this program, all right? And no fault of theirs, I'm sure there's money to be made there, and, you know, a good capitalist, why wouldn't you go there? Of course you'd do it, you know, get in the path of progress and then let it run over the top, even so a lot of people have done that. But let's be understand something here, folks, is that basically on the news basket, day after day after day, it's one disaster after another. You know, it's just one long rolling catastrophe. And if it isn't a natural catastrophe, then it's a man-made disaster. And we have to ask ourselves a lot of times, what's the difference between a natural catastrophe and a man-made catastrophe? Well, a little bit of engineering gets you over the top. We'll talk about that when we talk about technology. But again here, all right, from 93 to 2000, Mr. Witt oversaw more than 350 disasters. More importantly, he was responsible for response and recovery operations for some of the most devastating disasters of all time, including the most costly flood disaster in the nation's history, the most costly earthquake, and a dozen damaging hurricanes. I have to say, business was just booming for Mr. Witt, weren't they? Anyway, as director of FEMA, Mr. Witt, as the vision, was the visionary and architect. A visionary, yeah, the visionary. It's like a prophet, right? The visionary and the architect, that's the great architect, you know, of the national government programs related to emergency preparedness and mitigation, response and recovery. Now, that's cookie cutter straight out of Agenda 21. And why wouldn't it be with William Jefferson Clinton at the top of the pile? All right. Mr. Witt has expertise integrating community-based disaster management with national emergency management strategy. He initiated Project Impact, the innovative disaster prevention program implemented in over 240 communities to make communities at the local level disaster resistant. You know, and now we open the door to amortizione, communitarianism, and legal positivism. All right? But over 240 communities. And I would have to ask you, how many of these 240 communities are also ICLEI towns? All right? Find out more about that. Go to freedomadvocates.org. You can click on the link on my chat page. Mr. Witt integrated flood mitigation, control, and protection into FEMA's policy after the devastating Midwest floods of 1993. Well, we're having the devastating Midwest floods again. It's big business, folks. It's big business. Mr. Witt pursued an aggressive flood-prone property acquisition and relocation program, okay? Now, all the listeners of the broadcast here, there's 18 segments that we've already published. They're in the archives, recently done. You can go right back and look at them. But this is all about the avoidance of repetitive loss claims. Move them up, move them out, and move them away. Roll them, roll them, roll them. Keep those doggies rolling. In a sustainable community, sustainable development, stack of affecting communities away from the floodplains, all right? And so this is the continuation of the sentence. By purchasing properties that were repeatedly flooded, he saved taxpayers millions of dollars when floods again ravaged the same Midwest area again in 1995, all right? So this is the floodplain buyout. This is where people who live along the Mississippi and all these other places in this fertile, beautiful bottom land, they know that it's flood land. That's how it got black earth in the first place. They buy in there and they're gardening and they're doing all kinds of fun things, having a blast, getting dirty up to their elbows and walking around in the mud. That's what farmers like to do. Anyway, they're having a ball and they know the place is going to flood again. It's just a matter of time. All right, so it does. And then, of course, everybody sends in for their insurance payments, which they ought not to. But anyway, this is what they claim is that they're saving taxpayers millions of dollars. But they're also depopulating all of the watersheds. Just dial that into your thought consciousness. Mr. Witt's professional career includes the formation of Witt Construction, a commercial and residential construction company. He's got all the pegs covered here. This goes all the way back to Gustavus Myers, the history of the great American fortunes, all right? After 12 years as a successful businessman and community leader, this is the kind of guy they're looking for, all right? And community leader, he was elected county judge for Yell County, serving as the chief elected official for the county with judicial responsibilities for county and juvenile court. He's a little bit more than just a contractor. Seems he has a legal background, and he served as a judge, all right? At the age 34, he was the youngest elected judge, county judge in Arkansas. Hence the Bill Clinton connection. Wonder how many times he covered up for Billary, Hillary, and Nod. And was later honored for his accomplishments at the National Association of Counties. All right? Yeah. After being reelected six times to the position, Mr. Witt was tapped by then-Governor Bill Clinton to assume the leadership of the Arkansas Office of Emergency Services. That would be your OES. He served as the director of the Arkansas OES for 4 years. Mr. Witt and his wife, Leah Ellen, reside in Alexandria, Virginia, suburb of Washington, and Dardanelle, Arkansas. All right? Kind of interesting here. Let's take a look at Project Impact and see what this is all about. Well, Project Impact is an interesting place itself. You can find it on the web, www.projectimpact.org. Okay? And see what they're all about. But let's go over here and jump on this.
they say making a difference one life at a time. Well, this is all some kind of a goofball job. Let's go over here and pick this guy again. I'm going to have to get a different one. Let me see. Here it is. Project is this one. There's a whole bunch of them. You have to be careful which one you click on. Apparently, I grabbed the wrong one. Let me see if I can get the right one as we're going through it. I want to talk about Project Impact. Well, let's go back over here for a minute. I'll pick it during the break. Get back to this one. Just hang in there, folks. Just jump around a lot in here. All right. Come up here. Leadership team. Jump back to that because I want to get to this guy. Here's the next one. Mark C. Merritt. And listen to the backgrounds of all of these guys. Here we go. Mark C. Merritt. He's the president of this WIT Associates. As president and a founding member of WIT Associates, Mr. Mark Merritt brings firsthand disaster recovery and operational expertise to emergency planning and on-site disaster response and recovery projects for state, local, and private sectors. Remember, this is a private corporation now. Mr. Merritt was the project manager for WIT Associates' efforts in the state of Louisiana following Hurricane Katrina, Cayman Islands after the Hurricane Ivan, Houston after Tropical Storm Allison, and in Guam after Typhoon Chatan. He provided expert evaluation and estimation of damages, prepared and submitted financial and related project worksheets, managed recovery operations, monitored recovery and response budgets, developed scopes of work to repair or replace damaged facilities, and coordinated donations. In addition, Mr. Merritt has developed and delivered training programs for local emergency responders for numerous governments, officials in Guam, Myrtle Beach, Key West, Miami, and Tampa. All right? Mr. Merritt was requested by the United Nations to review and critique the Socialist Republic of Vietnam's national mitigation strategy. I wonder if he did that before Phim Dong Wong or whatever the guy's name was, Bin Damn Din, wrote our Patriot Act for us. He reviewed the mitigation documents and presented the written oral analysis and recommendations to the People's Party at a ministerial level conference hosted by the Ministry of Agriculture and Resource Development. Mr. Merritt traveled to the Philippines, a real global fellow here. Mr. Merritt advised the Assembly on the implementation of nationwide public-private partnership initiatives and the necessity of disaster mitigation activities. Well, this guy is another one of these pieces of work, all right? Let's jump back up to the leadership team and catch the next one, Barry Scanlon. Now, Barry Scanlon, he's probably one of the least educated and yet one of the more influential of the bunch. He's another president in the WIT Associates. Mr. Barry W. Scanlon is the president of WIT Associations and counsels clients on public safety and emergency management issues. And you think, oh, man, this is all great. This is good. We're all down with this, you know. But when you go into the level of this discussion, as I have, you're going to find that there's a real fluffy outside of this little pony, but inside, it's a beast, all right? And I think we need to take the time necessary to look at it. But this group, just similar to, you know, as I said, this revolving door in and out of Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Monsanto, SAIC, the bunch of them, they just revolve in and out of government. They get all of the contacts that they need. They get the congressmen on their side. They get the media on their side. And then they go out into private practice and bankroll themselves to vast riches, no doubt. Anyway, prior to joining WIT Associates, Mr. Scanlon was appointed by President Clinton to the whole FEMA hazard mitigation programming system has its roots all around Bill Clinton, right? And the Clinton administration. And then it has been just carried out now to the excess that we see it has spread out. Every town in America, even small town Exeter, has FEMA-financed fire trucks, first responder vehicles, and all of the rest of this stuff, brought at great expense from the taxpayer and the people, and they just sit there and sit there and sit there collecting dust.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so you won't really be able to get away from this guy, Barry Scanlon, because no matter where you work all across America, if you work for a company of any size, if you work for government of any capacity, whether you're working in school districts or not, whether you're working at the higher level on the lay staff of a church, a big organization, any of your nonprofits and whatnot, you've been reached, you've been touched by Barry Scanlon and FEMA, all right, whether you know it or not. Excuse me. Again, prior to joining Witt and Associates, Mr. Scanlon was appointed by President Clinton to the business liaison and corporate outreach official of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's FEMA Project Impact Initiative. Mr. Scanlon secured more than 5,000 corporate partners for the Project Impact campaign, developed brand marketing relationships or joint ventures with Fortune 500 companies such as Home Depot, Fannie Mae, Visa, Solucia, State Farm, and Bell South, and leveraged over $50 million through corporate partners to promote Project Impact's message through public education down into the schools, press conferences, business summits, etc. He created, developed, and produced materials used within the United States and internationally to promote public-private partnerships. In addition, Mr. Scanlon created the National Project Impact Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization designed to reduce the efforts of the effects of natural disasters and expand corporate influence and participation in disaster prevention initiatives. Now, however you cut this thing, however you slice it and dice it, this is huge money laying back out there. And I don't have any problem with the people that sell the water filters. I have one. I don't have any problem with people that's selling storage food. I've got it, you know. Bibles, bullion, bullets, beans, the whole nine yards, yeah. But I have largely got most of this stuff as a result of years of listening to radio broadcasts on the shortwave and on the internet now, all right? And so we've developed this consciousness, this promotion of this culture of safety, and everyone's living by it. Well, it's big money, honey. Big money, and big money indeed. And even if it goes down to bug-out bags and that sort of stuff, it's big money. And when people have nothing better to do with their time than to be worried, they worry, you know? Doubt, fear, and worry, and they worry a lot. They enjoy worrying, and they stack their storage food over here, then they move it over there, put it underneath a camo tarp, go in there with their rifle, you know, and sit there, and sit there, and sit there. But anyway, and as we saw up in Joplin, you got about 20 minutes, folks, to access your stuff and use it. And, of course, their properties and houses are all sawed off right at the foundation, right down to the slab, and everything swept away. So unless you were able to get all of your storage stuff into the truck quickly and get out of Dodge, well, I guess, Dorothy, it would just be scattered to the four winds. But that's good, because then you'll need to buy another supply, right? Sure. Prior to his appointment as director of the corporate affairs, Mr. Scanlon served as special assistant to whom? James Lee Witt. So the circle tightens up. He created, developed, and implemented Project Impact, Building Disaster-Resistant Communities, a $100 million joint public-private sector initiative to prevent damage caused to America's communities by natural disasters. Mr. Scanlon selected and managed both national and regional staff that were responsible for the growth of Project Impact. He signed and produced marketing materials and used them to launch a successful campaign in seven pilot communities, developing a recruitment strategy that resulted in the growth of Project Impact programs to over 200 communities. Mr. Scanlon led Project Impact to facilitate greater cooperation between the federal government and its corporate and civic partners, lessening the economic, policy, and political effects brought on by natural disasters. Of course, we've been having natural disasters ever since the Creator spun the globe. All right? But anyway, let's jump over here and take a look at this off of FEMA's website. FEMA.gov/news/news/release/FEMA. Anyway, Project Impact, building a disaster-resistant community. All right, so now this is Noonie news. Well, a little older news. But anyway, it goes back to the time of Hampton, Virginia. Weeks after Hurricane Floyd's floodwaters have receded, many individuals, businesses, and communities are tallying the damage. It will be months before lives are put back together and years before communities are rebuilt and back to normal, federal disaster recovery officials said. And, of course, they said the very same thing through their talking boy, Barry, up there popping chewing gum in the memorial service up in Joplin. But he said the same things. Oh, yeah, we're not going to leave this community until long after the cameras are gone. Well, maybe, Barry, we'd like to have you get the hell out. Anyway, I'm sure those people would be really happy to get some checks. While some had flood insurance and others had taken steps to minimize damage, a new community-based initiative called, quote-unquote, Project Impact, Building Disaster-Resistant Communities. And so now we're right back into the hazard mitigation planning system. We're right back into Agenda 21 coming out of the United Nations promoting sustainable development. Could have tackled danger zones head-on before they became disaster statistics. With preventive measures, losses are reduced and sometimes eliminated altogether, according to federal and state disaster recovery officials. Of course, then this builds whole new government offices, all right? Whole new groups of employees working for government. They're just all packing it in, getting all of their benefits and their retirement programs, looking forward to that time in the near after. Nationwide, nearly 200 communities, more than 1,000. This was written in 99. Nearly 200 communities and more than 1,000 business partners are involved in Project Impact, which promotes total community involvement and thrives on the energy and partnership generated by committed individuals, blah, blah, blah. Through its four-step program, four-pronged program, Project Impact builds safe communities when individuals, businesses, and community leaders take the following steps. Number one, identify and recruit Project Impact partners in the community. You see, the Project Impact is exactly the same as hazard mitigation planning, where I shared with you right out of their manual, right out of getting started with hazard mitigation planning, that this is the first thing. You got to go and find the circles of influence. You've got to go and look for those, you know, the local quarterback that has made it into the insurance business, and everybody knows who he is, right? Went to school there. And they use these people as your spokespersons, your local spokespeople, to recruit others into this. It's like the Amway program, or if you're selling some other insurance, you know, Ponzi scheme. Determine the community's risk for falling victim to natural disasters. Well, you know, hey, you know, just roll the dice, all right? Roll the dice. What disaster do you want? Set priorities and target resources to reduce impact of future disasters. Keep the entire community informed and focused on project impact's ability to reduce damage and costs of future disasters. But, of course, it includes, we discovered, not only planning and zoning, comprehensive planning and zoning. It includes the enhanced 911 system and that bunker. It includes this interlocking cell towers network. It includes the whole nine yards, all right? Right down to the building codes, the ICC's building codes, which, of course, James Lee Witt and the boys, they got the corner on that part of it, too. All right? You think they care about you? They couldn't give a flying Willenda for your life. Not even one little bit. Not even one little James Lee Witt. All right? Sorry. Hate to inform you of that. Let's jump over the last guy, Pate Phelps. This guy sounds like Norwegian. Let's try him again. Right there, Pate. Mr. Pate Phelps, these are the four top dogs here in this WIT Associations. Mr. Pate Phelps is a founding partner and the chief financial officer for WIT Associates. Previously, Mr. Phelps served as the assistant U.S. trade representative for intergovernmental affairs and public liaison for the Office of U.S. Trade Representative, Executive Office of the President. In this position, he worked closely with state and local governments, business and agricultural communities, labor, environmental, and other domestic groups concerning U.S. international trade policy. In addition, Mr. Phelps included specific issues relating to the development, implementation, administration, and enforcement of existing trade agreements. You're going to love this fellow. Mr. Phelps served as the North American Free Trade Agreement, that would be NAFTA, and World Trade Organization, WTO, state coordinator, liaison to all state and local governments in the efforts to implement NAFTA and the WTO. Do you still like this group? He consulted with state and local government officials as well as intergovernmental organizations such as the National Governors Association, the National Conference of State Legislators, and the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Yeah, right. NAFTA and the World Trade Organization. Well, Mr. Phelps, also special counsel, must be a lawyer too, for financial and investment policy for the United States Trade Representative, Charlene Barshefsky. In this position, Mr. Phelps coordinated U.S. international trade policy with such institutions as the World Bank, the Export-Import Bank, the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, and the Trade Development Agency. You want to know why you get European financing to fix your town up after a flood? Because of this guy. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 31st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. While some of our stations are away at the top of the hour, news and weather break, just kind of a summary of what we did in the first hour here, looking at this organization, all right, WIT Associates. You can find out more about them up on their internet website, www.witassociates.com. All right, I'm just going through the gang. This is the leadership team. And they talk about careers and their staff and things like that. All right, but we can see, I hope we can see, I hope you can see some of the things that I'm seeing in this, all right? There's not been very many people over the years that have gone into FEMA and the hazard mitigation planning program anywhere near the depth that I have, but, you know, I would like to hope that this was being done for the good, you know, that humanitarian stuff, that altruistic, that Comtean positivistic altruism. Well, no, 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 no. No, 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 and 100 times no. It's about control. It's about money. Money, 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 as Alfred Edis says, you know. The money junkies, Michael Rivera says, you know. It's about money, baby. It's all about money. And it ain't your money. It's this giant sucking sound. Mr. Phelps, we're talking about this guy, Pate Phelps. F-E-L-T-S. Got to be Scandinavian origin there with a name like that, I think, anyway. Don't know. Maybe not. Anyway, Mr. Phelps, again, served as the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and World Trade Organization State Coordination Liaison. All the little states getting involved in NAFTA. A real nice guy. Somebody you'd probably just love to have dinner with. He probably really loves America. Probably wears a little American flag, lapel pin, you know, everywhere he goes. He just loves his country, I think. Maybe not. Hard to say. Bernie Sanders is the only avowed socialist in our Congress, according to Bloomberg's articles this morning, but that's really questionable. If he's the only socialist, what the hell are the rest of them? That's my question. Mr. Phelps, again, was also the special counsel for financial and investment policy for the United States Trade Representative. Here's another one. From 1991 to 1996, Mr. Phelps served initially as the deputy chief of staff and then as the chief of staff to U.S. Senator David Pryor. Prior to government service, Mr. Phelps served in financial positions, several of them, including the chief financial and administrative officer of a public company, regional financial officer of a large multinational company, consultant to a private venture capital firm, and auditor and tax specialist in the field of public accounting. All right, he holds a Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Richmond, a Master's of Business Administration from the College of William and Mary, and he's a CPA. All right. He's just kind of one of these interesting chaps that we keep our eyes on out there in the great wide world of the FEMA system. And we'll come back and visit more with FEMA and the James Lee Witt Associates in the days ahead. We're going to close out that FEMA hazard mitigation program as we go through this week. But I'm going to go back into technology and technocracy, and we're going to close that little mini-series out today as well. But before we go there, well, we've got the top of the hour right on us. The Federal Reserve banking system's war on Gaddafi. out of the news basket this morning. CIA-backed rebels in Benghazi have established a reserve bank, complete with governor, modeled after the infamous privately owned Federal Reserve Bank in New York City. It seems that certain banking interests, like J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, carbon tax sucks, among them, cannot tolerate any nation that is not connected or enslaved by its private reserve banking system. Of course, we read a very similar article to all of this, written by Ellen Brown weeks ago. All right? We'll pick it up right there when we come back on the top of the hour break, and stay tuned. More to come.
Can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with
Extend-O-Vite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 31st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com now in our second hour of today's two-hour transmission. Of course, you can visit our webpage at BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. You can also email me at BVLHost@CentralEtel.net. You can call me throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. And kicking off the shoreline, as we like to say, and moving out into our second hour of today's broadcast. In the first hour, we're over a variety of FEMA-related stuff, hazard mitigation planning-related stuff, and looked at the WIT Associates. Now I'm just going to talk briefly about this Federal Reserve banking system. Then we're going to go back into technology and technocracy for the balance of the broadcast. But again, you know, they just the New York, the Federal Reserve banking system, all of the banking families, they can't stand this idea of anybody outside of their system, and they're willing to crush you to get their way. And that's what they're doing to Gaddafi in Libya. Gaddafi's Libya has a sovereign state-owned bank and does not strictly trade its large oil exports and greenback. Two unforgivable sins from the perspective of the robber barons in New York. This article off of Cleves Newswire, sent in to us by our listeners in my email basket, Friday, April the 15th. So it's a couple of days old as far as the news is concerned, but it's a relevant article because it's still happening. Consider the fact that Benghazi rebels are currently engaged in a civil war of indeterminate outcome, yet feel confident enough to establish a reserve bank with a governor. The word unprecedented has surely earned its meaning today. And that's exactly right. You think that this is all about Arab Spring and springing into action. Actually, the way that Ellen Brown covered the story, the people in Libya were doing right well. All right. The only problem was is that the banking family, the international banking community, the international global cartel, they didn't like those people. They don't like that independent stuff. They don't like that sovereign stuff. And so they had to crush them down, stamp on their heads. Well, let's go back into technology. And, of course, you can go up on Blacklisted News today. You'll find a great article written by Michael Vail. It's up in the top four or five there. And check that out. He's done a considerable amount of research into technocracy. And I'm just giving these background articles out of the encyclopedia in support of that movement on Michael's part, Michael Vail. The philosophies of modern technology are mutually contradictory. This isn't a happy, all, you know, kumbaya type of a thing. Everybody's looking at the technological advancement. Certainly we do here. Everybody else is looking at it. And we're wondering whether, is this a good thing? Or are we just simply forging the mind-forged manacles that will be used to enslave us in the future? The philosophies of modern technology, mutually contradictory. The influence of technology, like that of every social institution, is open to more than one interpretation. And here again, I'm reading from the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences, originally published back in the 30s. This article probably written about that time period. So we're kind of getting the Aldous Huxley Brave New World revisited. We're getting the George Orwell 1984 perspective on the technology as it was known then before it has evolved to what it has become today. Like every social institution is open to more than one interpretation, it was first generally assumed that modern technology on the whole made human labor more monotonous. You know, and you've all seen these sci-fi films, you know, with everybody drudging along and they use black and white film and it's always a gray day, right? Just kind of a monotonous labor technology, drones going into the factory, punching the card. I mean, they made cartoons about it, all right? The Flintstones, even, you know, working in the factory. It's true that many of the modern labor functions are spiritually deadening. Spiritually deadening. But it must not be forgotten that many tasks in agriculture and handicraft are likewise monotonous. So even if you were just sitting there at your loom in your house weaving, it's just spiritually and monotonously deadening. You know, as we go through this process and discuss a little bit about hazard mitigation planning and this idea of technology and the emergence of technology, just visualize with me, if you would, for a moment, what it would be like today had 15 years ago, instead of rushing around reacting to all of the tyranny that was being dished out by the scoopla bucket full, had instead of reacting, had we become proactive, instead of worrying about all of the victims, you know, all of the victims, and I'm not going to mention names, but we know who they are, all of the victims of the last 15 years, instead of worrying about all of the symptoms, you know, raising ourselves up, I coined these two terms, and I think they're apt. One of them, of course, is symptomology. We make such a study of symptoms that we raise it up to a level of a new super social science, symptomology. And the corollary, of course, is victimology. And so we always are looking at symptoms and victims and victims and symptoms. And apparently we just can't seem to raise our eyes up and look at the disease. Had we spent the last 15 years actively seeking to eradicate the disease, perhaps today we wouldn't be covered down thinking about going back to becoming global serfs on our plantation, everyone with a victory garden and a windmill over our houses. Come on, folks. Come on. Just take a look at 1950s America. Get an idea of what happens when we work together in a self-reliant format and we all try and build a better world. You know, not what are you going to do? You know, got some guy out here, he's capable of being a brain surgeon, and is, and he's hunkered down for 4 hours a day in his backyard over the carrot bed. Give us a break. Use all of your gray matter, all right? Give us a break. Some people like to garden, some people don't. Some people are better at one thing, some people are better at another. Some people can break a horse, some people would rather ride the horse. Some people build fences, some people can build barns, and so on and so forth. And all together, we move down the road, all right? But the problem is that we've got a government with guys that are like this, you know, Mr. Phelps, running all over the planet, global, you know, the international Jew, all over the planet, going around, you know, sowing the seeds of, really, a globalist system that couldn't give a flying Melinda for your life or your success, and they'd just as soon kill you as to worry about you, all right? That's a fact. So continuing here, on the other hand, so we look at these handicrafts, you know. We did all of this in the 70s, man, and hippy-dippy. Don't take a weather, you know, don't take a hippy-dippy weatherman to figure out which way the wind is blowing, all right? You can live up on a commune if you want. Live in a wiki up or a teepee or something like that, a hogan, a little cabin you build up, a geodesic dome. You can do that. But there's a much greater world outside, and one of these days your earth shoes are going to wear out. You're going to need a new pair of shoes. Where are you going to get them? As I've said before, yeah, you can go out there and you can heat with wood, but anybody ever thought that heating with wood was free energy has never done it. Wait until you wrap your mind around the price tag of a good chainsaw one time. And then go through the process of learning how to keep that chainsaw running with a sharp, fresh, hot chain every single morning as you're cutting wood. And get cutting the wood is just a part of the process. Where are you going to find the wood? Then you got to haul the wood. And then you got to burn the wood and stack the wood and keep the wood dry. And then you need a wood stove. You ever priced a wood stove lately? Never take a price on the bun baker? Honey, for $4,000 or $5,000, you too can have a bun baker with soapstone sides. Yeah, $5,000. How about a 55-gallon drum wood stove? You know how to make one of those? Anyway, continuing, none of those things can you do yourself. You're dependent upon the rest of the people in the system, all right? No man is an island. You learned that as a child. We'll be right back.
Oracle Stay Broadcasting right Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704 772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And certainly your calls are welcome throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Let's go to the 860 area code. I believe that's Connecticut, and say good morning to our caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Will. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem.
I was just calling today to thank you for the great show you put on. My friend turned me on to your show about 4 months ago, and I've been an avid listener. And it's been through this program with the Agenda 21 stuff that helped me recognize some things in my small local town of 17,000. Things like regionalization is the new buzzword going around in Connecticut. And what we're doing is our small little town is partnering up with area towns that are much bigger than ours. And we have a healthcare community board region that's split between our two towns. And it's amazing to see the people in town that I talk to that just totally don't get what it means to our individuality to be, you know, our own community. And I just wanted to thank you for your show and be able to point me in that direction.
Well, that's, you know, one of the more interesting things that is happening. It's happening right here, too. We got a small town of about 2,300, I think it is, Cassville. It's about 5 miles away from me. And they're partnering up with other towns as well. They're involved with all of the various and sundry programs. I don't know whether or not yet they've signed up for ICLEI, and that, you know, is a very interesting development itself. But it doesn't surprise me that you're doing partnerships between towns, but it makes me question this. They're all unelected. Typically, they're all unelected, just simply appointed boards. So where is your representation when another town, you're in 17,000 population zone, maybe you've got another town of 5,000 or 25,000, where's your representation when the people that you've elected to run your town partner in with somebody else, and all of a sudden the dreams, the goals, and the aspirations of some other sold-out community all of a sudden become incorporated in what should be your dreams, goals, and aspirations?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm trying to get the people to see. And our small little town of 17,000 is one of the smallest in the state, so each of the towns around us is three or four times larger. So on this one little board, we have only two votes out of the total seven. So the people are kind of starting to get the idea that we're not going to have a say in much, because when we go to complain to our local board, they're just going to go tell us to talk to this regional board. And it just seems like the buck's always going to get passed to a different group of people.
Well, you understand at a basal level the difference between a republic and a democracy. And in a system where we are have the rule of law as opposed to the rule of the multitude, even the least of us are protected in that system. This is the old story about three wolves and a sheep voting for what's going to be for supper. Even the least community has, when they remain individual, when they have autonomy, they have all of the rights and privileges that the people that created that community, when they established the charter, gave them. But when they team up like that, you're absolutely right. Now you've got a town, let's say, of 35 or 40,000 that is actually dictating to you, the people in your town, what you shall do. And it's done through this democratic process, the majority, the rule of the mob.
Yes. Yep. And I just I wanted to thank you because through this show, I'm actually going to speak to our Property Owners Association this evening about how regionalization, because instantly, now that we have the healthcare district, now they're talking about partnering up with even a bigger city for our park and recs facilities and services. And then they're talking about trash pickup with a different one. And so hopefully, people are going to start realizing that, if we're partnering up with all these different towns, all of a sudden our little town doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, give me your first name so that I can update my call screen. What is your first name, please?
It's Rick.
Rick, okay, Rick in Connecticut. That's great. Now, Rick, other thing. Have you gotten a copy of the Agenda 21, the orange book from the United Nations yet and taken time to look at it or found it on the Internet?
That is what originally led my direction when you led us in the direction of freedomadvocate.org. I was able to start getting information there, and I've taken steps further to try to get as much information I can to then give it to other people so then they can become aware.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you're doing that because it'll really help. It certainly has helped me to be able to have that book. Now, there's a lot of people out there that when you do run across them in public meetings, they won't give a flying willendo. They don't care what you've studied. There's this real trouble that we have out there, these two legal concepts that I've tried to bring out from time to time. You can find them in Black's Law Dictionary, the 8th edition, willful oblivion and voluntary ignorance. People just don't like to have their belief systems challenged, so they remain voluntarily ignorant of something that they really need to know more about. And the corollary, of course, is just simply willful oblivion. They just willfully, la, 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 walking down the street, all things are cool, everything's going to continue as they were. And as a result of that, they're not the kind of people that you can actually work with. What you're really looking for are inquisitive minds. But too often on these boards and councils, they're peopled by people who are habitually living in either willful oblivion or voluntary ignorance. They have a myopic point of view. It's like a mule with blinders. They can only see the ground that's immediately in front of them. They can only focus on the feed bucket. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's most certainly true in our small little town.
So hopefully you'll be able to expand some people's horizons, lead them to the truth, and if you can, let other people know about the broadcast, because the more people that you can have in your property rights groups, the more power you're going to have locally. Try and come in a group when you can. Make a big stink. Numbers count.
Oh, yeah, I most certainly agree. But, yes, thank you once again. You have a great show, and I hope to spread the word to everybody about you.
Well, thanks for calling in, Rick. Sure appreciate it. And, there you go. It's Becoming Vocal Local in Connecticut. Rick in Connecticut, glad to have him on board. Let's go back into the discussion again and continue, all right? In view of the enormous increase in trade and communications, can we all agree on that? But here in the 1930s, there was already an enormous increase in trade and communications. Can you imagine what it would be like on the Marconi wire to be able to get across the puddle in an instant, and the transatlantic cable and all of that. Even though, Tesla was just really put out to a pasture in all of his inventions, nevertheless, there were huge increases in trade and communication. Again, I point back to this excellent book that was sent to me by one of our listeners. I mean, I was totally oblivious to this book, not because I wouldn't want to read it, because I didn't read it, all right? But Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes in This Country, in America. That's the title of the book. You can get it. Written, published in 1907. And it really gives you a view of just exactly what was going down and how it all came to pass, All the way from the very first time that somebody set foot on this continent, all the way up until the time that we were just moving into the Federal Reserve banking system. What a very, very interesting read that book is. And it's just loaded with references. He was a muckraker in his day. His writings were suppressed. But again, in view of the enormous increase in trade and communications and the need for quick changes in methods of production, so much the same, it is not at all certain that the number of really monotonous tasks is particularly large or relatively larger than before. So anybody that's ever actually gone out with a hoe and tried to hoe a field of beans knows how monotonous and backbreaking that work is. So if you stand in the widget factory at a turret mill and you're making one widget after the next widget after the next widget, yeah, it's monotonous and it's spiritually deadening, but it really is not so much more so than being a wage slave at an earlier time, or worse, a chattel slave. Actually, that could have been better. At least you have a roof over your house and some certainty of a meal somewhere in the day. But continuing, it says here, it is a distortion of historical reality, however, to consider slave and serf labor as more inspiring than modern factory labor. So, you know, the hippy-dippies of the 60s and the 70s, sex and drugs and rock and roll, baby. My bell-bottoms and my long hair and a good doobie of Panama Red or something. You know, we're all out there on the communes. Well, those communes didn't run very far. Didn't run any further, you know, in California and Oregon and places in Washington, etc. Didn't last any much longer there than it did over in Israel. Didn't last any longer than it did in the Jewish autonomous oblast either. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid projection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so again, he's the author here in this Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences is an article titled Technology. He says that it's a distortion of historical reality to consider slave and serf labor as more inspiring than modern factory labor. But I just ask again, you know, how many people does it take, just for, here's a little quiz, how many people does it take to raise 100 cows and calves on grass? How many people? You know, one. Right? 100 head of cattle. Not one, maybe two at the outside if you want to be slacking things. But anyway, how many people does it take to cut, rake, windrow, you know, bale, and haul 1,000 acres of hay. Two. And tractors. Right? It's economy of scale, my friends. We live in a technological age. Now, of what value would it possibly be to go back to a scythe and a cradle and a hay, fork, a pitchfork, and a flat wagon with tall sides and a barn with a hayloft we don't go into all the details. But anyway, there's a lot of little parts and pieces. You can do it all manually. Yes, you can. But of what advantage overall would it actually be to go through that drill when you can just, you know, buy bales of hay? And that the hay would likely be as good as or better than the hay you put up in a mow out in the field. The same thing goes. How many people does it take to raise 100 acres of watermelon? One. Yeah, you could have watermelons out in your yard. But did you actually go through 16 years of education to get your master's degree or bachelor's degree in underwater basket weaving or hamburger turning just so that you could have the rest of your life spent out in your yard gardening? I don't think so. What happens when the knees wear out on your Levi's or your Wrangler jeans? Are you able to knit Wrangler jeans, or are you going to have to buy them from somebody else? Somebody's going to need to make that. So somebody's going to have to grow cotton. It's impossible to be self-sufficient. And besides, who would want to? Look at the words. Sufficient's root there is to suffice. What does suffice mean? To enough. So you're self enough? Is that what you want? Self enough? Just enough? How many bowls of rice will be enough for you today? One? Or two? What's enough? Self enough. That makes no sense. It's grammatically incorrect. I don't know why people use it. But anyway, people do use it. I like to think of the term self-reliant, but we are self-reliant inside a larger society. All right? We've got a lot of people out there that have specialties and that have knowledge and understanding and different interests and so on and so forth. And together, we come together at the farmer's market, and then we can exchange our goods. And there's going to be doctors and dentists and lawyers and Indian chiefs, or else people just going to quit going to school, or what was the plan there? Are people just going to set aside all of the things that they've learned outside of what it is to be a serf on the field? Is that really the goal? Do we want to do that, or do we want to really go back and solve the problem? The problem is that we got these batards at the top, all right, that absolutely refuse to allow us to live in abundance, and they want to have us live in austerity. And there's no reason for us to do that. You know, we would have to unlearn everything that we are and become something entirely different to go down to the level of some Bolivian peasant sitting on the side of a hill someplace picking cocoa beans. I mean, I like to be politically real about some of this stuff as opposed to this fantasy land nonsense. Anyway, let's continue. It says, the absurdity of such romantic idealization is revealed in the contrast between the intellectual level of the dull peasant groups of earlier centuries and that of the enlightened urban and industrial working class of today. All right? Like it or not, you know, this isn't, you know, J.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, you know, we're in Hobbit circles, you know. You can live that kind of a real, you know, mundane-y kind of a life if you like to do a lot of, gazing, ball gazing or something like that. Sit around and oom yourself to death or whatever, or oom your way to a pineal gland clicking. But if you want to live, you know, up to the level that we've already gotten, if you'd like to sit around and tippy-tap on your computer, you know, hey, let's step up to the plate. We've got some real work to do, and we've got something that stands between where we are today and where we need to be, and they're going to stay in our way as long as we allow them to do that. The skeptical attitude towards contemporary culture is unjustly linked up with modern technology. Everybody's blaming the corporations. Everybody's blaming technology, right? Technology has, in fact, given rise to measures counter to alienation from nature and a monotony of urban life. The absurdity of the typical apprehension of intellectuals that security is becoming too great has been revealed by the course of historical events. The cultural dangers of our era are indeed, like everything else, conditioned by technology, but only indirectly. They're connected with the problems of the masses, their concentration in cities, and their incorporation into cultural institutions which had previously served only small groups of the elite. And so we talked about that when we looked into this symposium out of Yale, out of Princeton back in 1955. They already had this roadmap worked out. They realized that as people in this country and others in the developing world started to have more and more leisure because technology really was making it less and less necessary for us to stand there and tote that bale and lift that that bundle and turn that crank. As we had more and more leisure time, the master plasters, the planners, started getting ahead of us, and they came up with all kinds of novelties and recreations, the beer, the bread, and the circuses that we live in and enjoy today. All right? But there's no it's not necessary for us to be deliberately dumbed down. Let's go the other way and let our minds, you know, be developed to their fullest extent. As Thomas Jefferson, I believe, said, you don't take people's liberties away, just paraphrasing, you enlighten their ignorance through education. And we can do much of that on broadcasts just like this. Right? The older classical educational ideals were shattered by the broadening of the base of the educated classes. More and more and more people starting to come into the truth of things. These old myths like the Holocaust are going to go bye-bye. They're not going to be able to keep it up much longer. The Internet has torn that completely asunder. It's thrown it to 1,000 parts. So they're going to have to reinvent themselves, I guess. And the greater turn to practical tasks. At the same time, the possibility of intellectual relations with the masses provided a basis for a demagogy. All right? So now you got the ranters. I'm a ranter this morning, I suppose, for some of you, perhaps. And there are other ranters throughout the alternative media and on the mainstream media. Lots of ranters and bloggers and major figures. And I guess the dancing was, I don't know, I don't have a television, so I can't tell you what's on TV. But anyway, I'm sure there's a lot of demagogues there, which developed within democracies and which during economic crises were able to destroy a democracy. You get the big mouth, all right? And so the bullhorn boy can come out and they destroy, you know, systems by, you know, yapping and yammering about some particular thing. And we spend the next 15 years worried about the whodunit instead of stopping the problem. All right? The problem, this was just a symptom of what was something that was much greater than that, than what happened in that live burning sacrifice in New York City and Washington, D.C. and over Shanksville, Pennsylvania on September the 11th. All right. Those were symptoms and victims of a much greater disease. We need to concentrate on the eradication of the disease. The symptoms will stop happening. The emancipation of the lower classes thus leads to a crisis which threatens to destroy all the values of the bourgeois world. We're in an identity crisis right now. We don't know who the hell we are. We don't know who we are, and we don't know whose we are. And that's not a mistake. That was set up too. All right? These are things that, these are the real problems. These are the diseases. We need to reorient ourselves. We need to get the map out one more time. We need to get the compass out one more time. We need to get an altimeter out one more time. We need to find out where we are on the map and then try and figure out where we're going. Modern technology is concerned in this process only insofar as it supplies the means for mass domination. Mass domination. It's all your CCTV cameras and your, you know, your interstate highway systems with the track them and trace them deals and all that. Modern technology is concerned in this process only insofar as it supplies the means for mass domination. That's your TSRA body scanners and all the rest of that. All right. The re-extension of the Patriot Act, Snoop and Poop stuff. All right. Continuing, it says, it could, on the other hand, be made to serve quite different social systems and ideas. So it's point of view. And get that geopolitical panorama, as Michael Vail likes to say. It's the point of view. It's our reference. We talk about that when we talk about time and space. Are we standing in the middle of the circle? Are we standing in the heart of the sun, looking towards the edge? Or are we standing on the edge, looking towards the center? As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. But are we standing in the center of the circle looking out? Or are we standing on the outwork looking in? This is this idea, this new edge theory that the Tavistock Institute brought out 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that. Taking the power to the edge, taking the power to the edge. What does that mean? That's the decentralization. Everybody's talking about decentralization. Take all the power back to the states. Well, this is part of a global initiative. We need to figure out where we are in it and how we're going to respond to it. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So blowing down through this article, trying to close it out for today, this Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences on Technology. I guess we're not going to get to technocracy today either. We'll have to hit it tomorrow. But I'll just keep going. That's the way I like to do it. You know, don't care whether it takes 5 broadcasts or 50. We'll get it covered. All right? That's the way it goes around here. This is our own little internet homeschool classroom, and you didn't get Dick and Jane on your first try either. Anyway, let's go down a little bit further here. The skeptical attitude towards contemporary culture is unjustly linked with modern technology. The older classical education ideals were shattered by the broadening of the base of educated classes. The emancipation of the lower classes thus leads to a crisis which threatens to destroy all the values of the bourgeois world and the entire sphere of the intellectual freedom. Modern technology is concerned in this process only insofar as it supplies the means for mass domination. Wow. Decadence, another characteristic feature of the contemporary cultural situation, is influenced but not wholly determined by technological development. Decadence. Decadence, that's a very interesting word. Only insofar as decadence comes about primarily in periods of great but unequally distributed wealth, we become decadent. And you got your Hummers out there, you got your Beamers out there, and all the rest of that yuppie trappings, you know? You got this huge disparity between the The teachers that teach at the school, the students, the pupils, mothers and fathers, and the superintendent of schools who's knocking down $300,000 a year and he's got another pension from another school position that's an equal $300,000. He's making $700,000 a year. He's sitting in a corner office on a ground floor in a school building someplace, for God's sakes. At your dime, on your dime, not advancing the intelligence of the young people whatsoever. And then they're out there and they're pilfering and pandering with these ACT tests and the SAC tests. These are private corporations. They're out there data mining the students, getting all kinds of personal information. Then they turn around to their pals in academia, for profit and pimps for profit, the tax-supported, you know, the land-grant universities and colleges, and they sell the names and all the information. They define what the educators are going to have to deal with when they go to the higher levels because all of the teachers teach to these tests. Unbelievable system we live in. These are some of the symptoms of a much greater problem, and that problem here is decadence. All right, only insofar as decadence comes about primarily in periods of great, but in equally distributed wealth. Now, we don't need to talk about the equal distribution of wealth. We don't need to invoke the 10 planks here of the Communist Manifesto. But there is great inequality. This morning, the news article on Bloomberg talking about, shall we go in and take more money away from the rich? Come on. We've been down this road so many times. That's how the income tax was sold to people originally. Tax the wealthy. Proletariat against the bourgeoisie. The wage slave against the entrepreneur. That was the old drill. But what happens is that they always turn the shoe back around and they slap you with the same stick that you hit them with because they've got more clout because they own the politicians. Anyway, the looseness of this dependence is illustrated by the people of Far East who have thus far withstood the psychic influences of modern technology. Well, that was in 1930, but it's not today. Now they've got the Hong Kong Mercantile Exchange, and they're buying gold and silver like it's going out of style, and buying Chevy Volts built in their own factories. Wow. Anyway, the cultural crisis of Japan, which threatens the whole foundation of Japanese life, has been brought about not by the labor processes, but by the social problems of modern capitalism. Marx reduced all crises in European history to an ever-recurring contradiction founded in the dialectic of history. And boy, have we gone through all of that with Auguste Comte, Proudhon, even Carol Quigley in his History of Modern Civilizations and the Edward McNall Burns, the study that we did here right out of a college textbook on the history of world civilization. But continuing, between the increasing productive forces and their relationship to social exploitation, this is the dialectic of history. The increasing productive forces and their relationship to social exploitation. We might say geographic exploitation to all those natural resources in Afghanistan and in Pakistan and all the rest of the Stan countries that the United States and the global community are now eyeballing with, moving on with fervor. The cultural crisis of Japan. Continuing, this thesis is undeniably applicable to the present situation. The prevalence of the purchasing power argument is an economic expression of this fact. We invest our excess Federal Reserve notes in gold and silver coins so that we can preserve the purchasing power of our dollars. And here in 1930s, the prevalence of the purchasing power argument. And how did this argument start? How did this article start? It started about talking about money. And what was money in the 1930s? It was gold and silver. All right? Federal Reserve note was a new deal. The new deal. Upon the solution of the inner contradictions, that is the elimination of the hindrances to the utilization of technological potentialities, the utilization of technological potentialities, you know, the F-35 bomber, for trillions of dollars. What would you rather have? The fighter, the F-35 strike fighter, whatever they call that thing. All right? What would you rather have? Trillions and trillions pissed down the rat hole on more jet fighters so that we could advance, you know, greater Israel? Or shall we take that money, that effort, that energy, and put it to something more useful? Far more useful than endless wars. Okay. Anyway, for technology, then it continues. It says, well, no, let's go on. The utilization of technological potentialities ultimately depends on the possibility that society may do away with the permanent dangers of crises. Ultimately, we may do away with the permanent dangers of crises. Do you think that James Lee Witt and associates want to have an end, a cessation to crises? Or maybe on the one hand, they're investing in cat bonds. On the other hand, they're out, you know, is pandering for profit, getting everybody to get dialogue into these hazard mitigation plans, working for the global community, NAFTA, GATT, World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund. You think you're doing the right thing by getting involved in hazard mitigation planning and dialoguing your community into a consensus for comprehensive planning and zoning and the implementation of the International Code Council, also a James Lee Witt business. You think you're doing the right thing there. Well, are you? Or do you just not know what you're doing? All right? And sometimes we just need to enlighten their ignorance with education. We can do that right here. And provide for cultural productivity together with an undisturbed dynamic course of production. You know, so long ago, Richard Buckminster Fuller said it was no longer about production. That wasn't the issue. It was no longer about resources. There's plenty of resources. It's not about production. That we've got in the bag. At his time, back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and all the way up into the 70s, while he was still out there giving lectures, Richard Buckminster Fuller, Bucky, what he was talking about, like being the Dymaxian man, the Dymaxian automobile, the Dymaxian car, the Dymaxian house, and the geodesic dome, it was about distribution. The problem was distribution. You know, we're talking about going down into Africa and helping these people come up with little steel potbelly stoves so that they don't gas themselves, because apparently these people in Africa still haven't figured out the chimney yet. What a disparagence in technological understanding. But anyway, for technology in itself is indifferent. The technologies don't care. It's like I've said before, a hammer is a hammer. It's a tool. You can either hit somebody else over the head with it, or you can drive a nail with it. To hit somebody over the head with it's an improper use of the tool. To hit, drive a nail in and set it properly, that's the proper use of the tool. The use that the tool was designed to do. But technology in itself is indifferent. The hammer doesn't give a flying Melinda. It'll sit in your toolbox. It'll sit on your tool bag, or it'll be wielded in your head against others. Anyway, the real cultural problem involved in such is in such an industrialized society would not be caused by psychical dangers inherent in the character of work under modern technology, but would rather be bound up with the problem of the masses. Much of the danger involved, however, could be overcome by the utilization of technological possibilities. So we've got a whole generations here, two of them, distant from me, Generation X and their children, two more generations here, that are going to be looking forward into this time in the future, into greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. And what is needed more now, more so than ever, is the young minds to see that future and to work diligently towards bringing it to pass. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcast.